Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Three women hospitalized in two stabbing attacks in Manhattan and Queens.
This attack in Queens appears to be completely random. A 23-year-old woman was stabbed in the chest and the stomach as she was standing in the mezzanine level, the subway station in Richmond Hill. This was about 8:30 last night. Now, that victim is in stable condition at Jamaica Hospital, recovering this morning. And we're being told a 24-year-old man is in custody. We await word to who he is and what the charges will be. A couple hours later, about 11 last night, a fight in a bar here at Bowery in East Houston that spilled out onto the street, and two women were stabbed in the middle of that, a 29-year-old and a 33-year-old. They're both in stable condition, I'm being told, at Bellevue. A person of interest is in custody being questioned, but again, so far, we haven't heard of any charges. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Lower East Side.
A man was arrested at the Myrtle Avenue station in Bushwick. That's when police say they found him asleep with a loaded gun in his lap. This was on the subway staircase. So far, no ID on this guy, but cops say he is somebody they've dealt with before. Up in Rochester.
I looked up and I hear this somebody yell, "He's got a gun, run."
A neighbor who heard the commotion when one person was killed, five others wounded, in a shooting in Rochester's Maplewood Park. Police Lieutenant Greg Bellow telling reporters it happened Sunday shortly after 6 p.m.
At a Sunday afternoon where everybody's out barbecuing, having a good time, decided to pull out a gun for whatever reason, whether it's a dispute going on, for, you know, short-term, long-term, whatever it was, somebody that pulled out a gun. Obviously, that's incredibly unacceptable.
Well, he says there was a party going on in the area, but they don't know if it was connected to that. So far, no arrest. Nationwide, another new survey is showing big drops in major crime. The Council on Criminal Justice's mid-year crime trends analysis says homicide and most other violent incidents are back to pre-pandemic levels in U.S. cities, while there are year-over-year decreases in vehicle thefts and carjacking. On the other hand, the analysis says shoplifting is up by 24% in the U.S., although the study's authors are not sure if that's because of an actual rise in incidents or an increase in reporting. Another city icon is closing its doors after 40 years. The Neptune Diner in Astoria, Queens, is going out of business. The reason? The landlord sold that land in 2018, and then the lease for the diner ran out the next year, and they haven't been able to come to an agreement to keep the place running. Apparently, the plan is to tear the diner down to make way for an apartment building. The diner's Michael Savides telling ABC 7 they have to be out by this Thursday. New York City upping its game in the war on rats.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr., the top entertainers in Las Vegas, known as the Rat Pack.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
But these days, there's a new Rat Pack in town. It's the creation of Mayor Adams to fight the city's rodents.
You don't need to sing. All you have to do, be an official New York City Rat Pack member and get the swag, the hat, this t-shirt to prove it, and the confidence to go after those pesky critters.
Volunteers who join the current Rat Pack will have to attend a two-hour class at the New York City Health Department's Rat Academy to get real instructions on how to deal with rodents. And you'll lead your neighborhood to a rat-free environment. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Another search for a buried chemical drums at Bethpage Community Park. Newsday says this is by Hager Richter Geoscience of New Jersey and comes more than 2 months after Northrop Grumman's contractor failed to detect six of the drums at what was once a Grumman Aerospace dumping ground, and all 22 have been unearthed. This latest search actually started July 15th. So far, no comment from Northrop Grumman. 1010 Win Sports, Sunday night rubber game win for the Yankees after the Mets had to settle for a four-game weekend split.
Yeah, Susan, four runs in the first inning lifted the Yanks to an 8-2 win in Boston for what manager Aaron Boone called a gritty series win.
You know, we're not all the way where we want to be right now, of course, but there's a lot of fight in there, and, it's been really good to see the offense string together a bunch of games where make it real heavy on the opposition.
Meantime, the Mets lost 9-2 to Atlanta. And outside of that seven-run inning Friday, Carlos Mendoza's offense didn't do much all weekend.
It's a good pitching staff. Their starters are good. Their bullpen is really good. It's deep. So it's going to happen. You're going to run through a couple of games here, a couple of stretches, innings, whatever that is going to be hard.
Mets tonight home for Minnesota. The Yankees visit the Phillies. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.